大概我们平时在家里很少说一次祷告就超过半个小时。
It's very rare that at home we will pray more than 30 minutes.
啊，有没有
？Do any of you pray over 30 minutes a day?
你们平时在家里一天祷告超过30分钟的举手。
If you pray more than 30 minutes a day, please raise your hand. 是在一起还是 break it up 分的？
一天里面，一天里面。
Just in general, in one day.
Totally.
In total.
有没有一天祷告30分钟以上的
？Is there anyone who prays over 30 minutes a day?
Okay. 很少哈。
Very few.
祷告啊，非常重要。
Prayer is very important.
真的是教会里面呢、啊，最宝贵的就是圣灵的力量。
And in the true Jesus Church, the most precious thing is the power of the Holy Spirit.
你如果没有在平时当中去操练哈，你没有办法去体会到那个神恩典的滋味。
Because if you do not on a daily basis have this discipline of prayer, then you will not be able to experience the grace of God.
哦，我们刚刚到美国的时候
，When I first came to the United States,
我女儿跟我讲
，My daughter told me,
她说啊，我小学二年级得圣灵。
She said, when I was in the second grade, I received the Holy Spirit.
那以后好像很少有什么特殊的体验。
But from then on, it didn't seem like she had any special experiences.
那后来我跟她讲说，你现在十年级，明年十一年级就要考 SAT.
And then I told her, well, now you're in the 10th grade, and next year you will be in the 11th grade, and you will have to take the SATs.
那你到了一个新的环境，还有很多地方要适应。
And you will go to new environments and experience new things.
爸爸妈妈现在没有办法帮助你。
And at this point, both your mother and I will not be able to help you.
因为我们同样来到一个新的环境。
Because we too have come to a new environment.
所以你每天呢、啊，花三十分钟祷告。
So please every day spend 30 minutes in prayer.
然后你看看神怎么带领你的路。
And see how God will guide your footsteps.
她很乖啊，她就照着听话，每天三十分钟祷告。
And so she was very obedient and she listened to us and prayed 30 minutes a day.
后来她。回顾他过去这一段时间来啊，神的带领真的很奇妙。
And then, so you can see from that point on, God guided her miraculously.
不管是升学啦，或者是家庭啦，婚姻各样的生活，神都带领。
Whether in school, at home, or in her marriage, God has guided her very well.
你就会去体会到说，神所赐给我们的恩典啊，真的是超过我们所求所想的。
And if you have this kind of experience, then you will realize that the grace that God has given us truly surpasses what we can imagine.
所以我们盼望说哈，我们今年回去以后，你每天至少要祷告三十分钟。
So we hope that all of you, when you go home, you can pray at least 30 minutes.
你去体会神，去摸到神。
To experience, to touch God.
然后看神怎么带领你的一生。
And then see how God will lead you the rest of your life.
你没有祷告，你没有办法体验的。
Because if you don't pray, you won't have this.
我们信仰如果没有体验啊，就是一种风闻的信仰。
And if we do not have experience in our spiritual life, then our spiritual life is just in theory.
好像约伯说啊，我本来风闻有神。
Just like the Job once said, I had heard of God previously.
但是我现在亲眼看到神。
But now I have seen him with my own eyes.
我们如果信仰没有真正去体验、去摸到神，你的信仰是飘忽的。
Because if we do not experience and touch God ourselves, then our spirituality is not stable.
怎么去体会到神，就是从祷告开始。
And so you can ask, how do you experience God? It begins with prayer.
那我们在这边呢、每天都有一些时间祷告。
And so here at NYTS, we have many opportunities to pray.
或许你刚刚开始的时候，因为没有三十分钟的祷告习惯，觉得哇，怎么那么长
？Perhaps because you don't have the habit of praying 30 minutes a day, you may find it to be tiring at first.
祷告一下就腰酸背痛。
After praying a little bit, your back will start to hurt.
但是这祷告不是用我们体力。
But you must understand, when you pray, you do not use your physical body.
不是用我们的，不是用我们的肉体啦，你要用心灵。
You're not using your flesh, but rather your spirit.
要在灵里面祷告，要进到圣灵里面的祷告。
You must pray in the spirit and enter into this prayer.
如果你真正进到灵里面的祷告啊，时间很长，你不会觉得很长。
Because if you truly enter the spirit of prayer, then even though the prayer is long, it will seem short.
你能够尝到那个喜乐，祷告喜乐的滋味。
And you will feel the joy in prayer.
他说有时候一个小时过去，哎，怎么一下子就结束了
？So that's why some people will find, wow, an hour has passed already.
现在在南非有一个弟兄姓曹。
There's a brother, brother Cao.
他本来是属于嘉义教会。
He originally was from the Jia Yi Church.
他的太太是在住在他太太的家乡是在台湾的靠海边啊，一个叫做树谷教会。
And his wife was from a church nearby the ocean.
那个四股教会的信徒九十几个啊，但是他们平时聚会啊，安息日聚会是100%的。
And there's about 90 people in her home church, and whenever they had service, there was 100% attendance.
所以虽然是一个很乡下的一个教会哈，但也出了好几个传道者。
And so even though it's considerably comparably small church, many preachers have come from this church.
说这个曹弟兄啊，他有一个小孩子刚出生一个月，他就癌症。
And this brother Cao, he had a son, and after one month, this child had cancer.
奶也没有办法吃。
And this child was not able to drink milk.
瘦的皮包骨。
And it was just skin and bones.
那个时候刚好梅山教会是最后一间开灵恩会，所以他们就带去那里受洗。
And at that time, there was another church nearby having spiritual convocation, so they took the child to receive baptism.
受洗完以后回家两三天啊，小孩子看起来还很正常。
And after a few days after the baptism, the child seemed to be normal.
那后来又开始又发病，所以又带回医院。
But then later on, the child got sick again, so they took the child to the hospital.
那个时候，他们医生就跟他们讲说，这个小孩子的病没有办法医。
And then at the hospital, the doctor said this child's sickness cannot be cured.
所以夫妻两个人很难过。
And so the husband and wife were very sorrowful.
既然医生没有办法医了，所以他们就把他带回家。
And so they decided, well, if the doctors can't heal the child, then let's take him home.
他就带回到那个乡下的太太的娘家。
And so they took the child home to the mother's parents' home.
那曹弟兄啊，自己本身他一大早就跑到教会去。
And this brother Cao, he would usually in the morning go to church.
然后现在唯一的方法就是靠神。
And because of the predicament, the only thing he could resort to was prayer.
所以早上大概7点多啊，他就到会堂。
So every morning at about 7 a.m. he would come to church.
他一开始第一次祷告说大概跪了5分钟啊，哇，全身腰酸背痛。
And at the first time he prayed, he knelt down for 5 minutes and his back began to hurt.
就起来走一走。
And so he got up and began to walk around.
他想说啊，我如果现在我就回去，我的小孩子一定死掉的。
But then he thought to himself, if I go home now, then my child will surely die.
他为着爱我的小孩子，我只有下定决心。
But because I love my child, then I will make this determination.
所以重新跪下去。
And so he knelt down to pray again.
他就求主耶稣说，主耶稣啊，求你让我能够安静在这里专心祷告。
And he prayed to God, please give me peace so that I can kneel down here and concentrate in prayer.
结果他真的很专心祷告，很迫切。
And he really prayed with concentration and fervently.
他祷告多久不知道。
And he doesn't know how long he prayed.
他祷告了一下主以后就进到灵里面了，他就看了一个异象。
But he just knows that after a while he entered into spirit and saw a vision.
那有一条路啊。
And in his vision he saw a road.
那一条路会发光。
And that road was shining.
他一顺着那一条路一直走啊，走到一个云层里面。云。
Oh, and as he walked down this shining road, he entered into a cloud.
进去了以后啊，是一个非常大的一个房子。
And inside this cloud was a very large house.
里面的人都穿白衣服。
And inside of this house, all of the people were wearing white garments. And there was a table.
有一个小孩子放在桌子上。
And on the table was a little child.
好多人围在旁边啊，好像看起来好像医生的样子。
And there were many people in white garments surrounding this table as if they were doctors.
就来好像在医他的小孩。
And it seemed as if these people were curing this baby.
因为他是在祷告当中看到异象，所以那个时候圣灵很充满。
And so because he saw this vision while he was praying, he was very filled with the Holy Spirit.
祷告很迫切。
And he prayed very fervently.
祷告多久不知道。
And he doesn't remember how long he prayed.
突然间有一个小孩子来拍他肩膀。
But all he knows is that while he was praying, somebody tapped him on the shoulder.
叫他说鼓掌鼓掌，回家吃饭了啦。
And the person tapping him on the shoulder said, Uncle, just go home and eat.
结果他就张开眼睛一看，一下子过了4个小时。
And then he opened his eyes and looked at his watch and realized 4 hours had passed.
因为进到灵里面的祷告啊，非常专心。圣灵很充满， 所以时间在过，他觉得说，哎，怎么一下子就过去了？
Because in his prayer he was able to enter into the spirit and time passed quickly.
感谢主了，后来他的小孩子主要是医治他。
And we thank,
现在已经长大了。
And we thank God that eventually God healed his child and his child is now grown up.
大学毕业了。
And he's graduated from college.
所以我们祷告啊，不是光用我们体力。
And so when we pray, it's not just using our physical strength.
啊，我们应当进到灵里面，学习到灵里面的祷告。
But rather, we need to learn how to pray in the spirit.
啊，所以圣经里面说要用圣灵，啊，在圣灵里面祷告。
That's why the Bible says you must pray in the spirit.
那就是我们在祷告当中啊，必须要学习的。所以你在祷告当中啊，学习怎样让你的祷告更有功效。
And this is something we need to learn, and this can only be learned through prayer.
啊，有一次有一个年轻的传道者。
Once there was a young pastor.
啊，刚刚神学院毕业不久。
And he just graduated from theological seminary.
因为要灵恩会之前呢，有一个老传道来。
And before spiritual convocation was to start, an elder pastor came to him.
啊，他们两个人呢，下午就一起祷告了。
And in the afternoon, they prayed together.
那年轻传道啊，一开始啊，哇，他就很大声啊。
And at first, during the prayer, the younger pastor prayed very loudly.
听到这个旁边这个老长老啊，那老传道怎么一点声音都没有
？And he was wondering to himself, how come the elder or the senior pastor is barely making any noise?
张开眼睛看看他到底有没有在祷告，有人有没有在那里
？And so he peeked and opened his eyes to even see if the elder was still there.
但是祷告了一下子以后。
But after they prayed for a while,
这年轻传道因为很大声啊，很用力啊，所以一下子啊力气不够啦，声音就沙哑了。
Because the younger pastor started out with so much energy, he eventually became tired and lost his voice.
所以一开始的时候声音很大，后来就慢慢小了。
And so even though he started out loudly, he eventually became very soft.
那个老长老啊，虽然祷告很久啊，虽然声音不是很大。
And the elder, on the other hand, he started out praying quietly.
那时候那个祷告的声音呢，好像那个马达的声，砰砰砰砰，越来越有力量，越来越有力量。
But the difference with this elder was, as he prayed more and more, his prayer was like of a motor, and it began to pump even harder and harder.
虽然祷告很久啊，但是那个力量啊，真是很扎实，很有力。
And even though he prayed very quietly, you can see that his effectiveness of his prayer began to grow.
这就是不一样的祷告。
And this is the difference in prayer.
所以祷告不是用我们的体力。
So prayer is not using your own strength.
要用灵里面的祷告。
You need to pray in the spirit.
这样能够持久，而且会有力量。
And in doing so, you will be able to pray longer and have more strength.
越祷告真的越有力。
Because the more you pray, the more strength you will receive.
求主帮助我们哈，那我们在这两个星期当中啊，你来到这里第一件事情就是学习祷告。
And so we hope God will help us so that in these 2 weeks, the first thing you will learn is to pray.
把这种祷告的习惯你带回去，你一生一世啊，受用不尽。
And then to take this teaching back with you and use it throughout the rest of your life.
好，我们回过头来看创世纪。
So let's refer to the book of Genesis.
昨天晚上因为谈到婚姻的问题，我们就多讲了一点。
Last night, because we were talking about the topic of marriage, we kind of went a little overboard.
因为这个跟我们实际上跟我们未来的一生啊，关系很重大。
And we mentioned marriage because it really is a very applicable and important to our life.
那我们接下去看第三章以后。
So now let's continue to read chapter 3.
我们如果读创世纪的时候，你会发现第一章、第二章啊很好。
If you read the book of Genesis, you'll find that chapter 1 and 2 are very great.
神造各样万物，造好以后，神都说啊，神看是好的啊，事情就这样成就了。
And in chapter 1 and 2, God creates all things and says it is good and everything's finished.
尤其婚姻的制度设立了以后啊，神也觉得非常满意。
And after the establishment of marriage, God himself seems to be satisfied.
那我们看到第四章以后啊，整个情况就改变了。
But once you read from chapter 4 and onwards, you see the whole situation changes.
什么兄弟相杀？
You see brothers killing one another.
第五章啊，一个一个就死掉了。
In chapter 5, you see that eventually people begin to die.
为什么会这样？
So why does this happen?
本来神所造的各样万物都非常好。
Because originally God created everything and said it was good.
为什么有强暴的事情，有凶杀、死亡不断的临到？
And so if everything is good, why do you eventually see murder and other things?
那个关键呢, 就是在第三章。
And the answer to this is in chapter 3.
就第三章告诉我们这个, 为什么现在的世界啊, 充满着罪恶, 啊, 充满着很多的灾难。
And so chapter 3 will tell us why there is sin and so much turmoil in this world.
啊,这个原因呢, 就是第三章。
And the answer is in chapter 3.
因为人犯了罪了。
It is because man sinned.
第三章前面讲到说啊, 神所造的万物当中啊, 蛇比各样的动物都狡猾。
In chapter 3 verse 1 it says that of all the creatures of God, the serpent was the most cunning.
所以他就来引诱夏娃, and so, 去吃山肉果。
And so he tempted Eve to eat of the tree of good and evil.
这神给他们的命令是在2章的16节跟17节。
Now if you look at chapter 2 verse 16 and 17, you will see a commandment given by God to Adam and Eve.
神说,园中各样的果实, 果子都可以吃, 果子可以随意吃, 16节。
16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
17节说啊,
17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们看到神啊,对亚当夏娃的愤怒啊,
and so we can see that God commanded Adam and Eve only one thing.
不可吃善恶果,因为你吃了以后会死掉。
You shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because of the day you eat it, you shall surely die.
神的命令啊, 非常肯定。
And the commandment of God is absolute.
但是神给人啊, 有一种自由意志, 就是你可以自己选择你要做的事情。
However, when God gives a commandment, he also gives man free will to make a choice.
我现在看那个机器人啊, 人把它造了以后, 给它指令。 啊,将它前进,那就前进,将它后退就后退。
If you look at a robot today, the robot moves because you give it commands.
所以那个机器人是随着人指挥它来的动作,它不会有自己有意识。
So you can say that a robot moves only because it is told to by a human. It does not have its own will.
神造我们人啊,给我们聪明智慧,也给我们自由选择的意志。
However, when God created man, he gave us intelligence and the ability to make choices.
他不要我们像一个机器人一样,神叫你一个动作,你做一个动作。
He doesn't want us to be like a robot where he gives us a command and we just follow it.
如果这样的话,人也活着没有什么真正的意义价值。
Because if man were to be like a robot, then there's no value in our life.
那神不要说啊, 为着我命令你, 你要顺从我, 都是只有神的意志, 没有你自己的意思。
But at the same time, just because God gives us a commandment, he doesn't want us to always have to follow his commandment without our own will.
神要我们人啊, 你虽然有选择的自由, 但是让你从内心里面乐意来选择顺服神, 这样神才有荣耀。
And so God gives us the free will and is hoping that out of the bottom of our heart we will choose to do his will and then he is glorified.
所以神在伊甸园里面有一个善恶果啊, 这是神给人的一个规范。
And so that's why we see God gives the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and places it in the midst of the garden.
但是神也提醒人说啊, 你如果违背神的这个规范的后果是怎么样?
But although God puts this tree in the garden, he also warns men of the result if they were to eat of it.
至于你要顺服神呢,还是你要违背神的命令,你可以自己选择, 但是这个选择的结果你自己负责。
And so God gives humans the choice. You can eat of the tree or not eat of it, but the end result is up to you to face.
所以有很多人就问啊,
so many people will ask,
人既然知道说啊, 人吃三六果会犯罪,
many people ask, well, if God knew that man would eat of the tree and sin,
那神不要造善恶果,人就不会犯罪了,
then why didn't God just not make the tree so man would never sin?
是不是这样?
But this isn't the case.
因为善恶啊, 本来就摆在人的面前,
because in actuality, good and evil is always before man.
你虽然没有出善恶果去犯罪, 你如果不顺服神, 你同样会借着别的方法犯罪。
And so although you may not eat of the fruit of this tree, even because good and evil is always there, you will find another way to sin.
这个善恶果只是把人啊, 心中那个不顺服的, 把它表现出来。
And so this tree in the end is just a representation of the choice that we have to face.
所以啊, 神提醒人呢、啊，是告诉说你不要进到那个试探里面，试探的结果就是死亡。
And so God is warning man, do not enter into temptation, because if you enter into temptation, then the end result will be as such.
因为现在也是一样啊，圣经里面很多道理啊。
And this is true likewise. In the Bible, there are many similar teachings.
把信不信，把顺服不顺服啊，摆在你面前。
God will give you the choice to obey or disobey, or to follow or not to follow before you.
啊，但是我们就是让我们自己选择。
And he will give us a choice to choose.
你如果顺服神，体贴圣灵，你就得到永生。
If you go along with God and abide by the Holy Spirit, you will inherit eternal life.
啊，你就能够享受生命平安。
And you will have peace in your life.
啊，你如果故意啊，不顺服神，啊，要进到试探里面，最后的结果啊，就是死亡。
But if you purposely disobey God, then the end result, and you sin, then the end result is death.
啊，所以从古时候到现在都是一样的。
And so from the ancient times until now, it's still the same.
啊，当时这个亚当夏娃为什么会犯罪？
So you have to ask, why did Adam and Eve sin?
这个当然有外在的因素啊，就是魔鬼借着蛇来引诱他。
Of course, there is the external pressure, which is Satan coming to tempt them.
所以这个罪的源头是撒旦魔鬼。
And so you can say the source of sin is Satan.
蛇是魔鬼所用的一个工具。
And the serpent was a tool that Satan used.
因为这里讲到说啊，蛇是比较狡猾。
Because here it states that the serpent was more cunning.
啊，虽然圣经里面讲说蛇比较灵巧。
Although the serpent is able to move more fluidly.
啊，看起来是比较诡诈狡猾的动物。
And just by the actions of the movement, you can tell that it's more cunning.
所以它可以被魔鬼来利用，啊，来引诱人犯罪。
And that's why Satan was able to use the serpent to tempt man.
啊，另外一个因素啊，就是人本身。
But another pressure is man himself.
人如果说啊，你圣洁完全，你没有恶念的话，虽然有试探在外面，你不会受引诱。
The Bible says that if you are a perfect man, even though temptation is before you, you will not sin.
我们看雅各书。
Let's look, turn to the book of James.
雅各书的一章十三节。
James chapter 1 verse 13.
到十十四节。
13 and 14. Verse 13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. 14.But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed.
那讲到说，神不试探人的。
Here it says that God does not tempt.
这个试探是从撒旦来。
But rather temptation comes from Satan.
啊，撒旦会给你一个陷阱，啊，让你知道说，哎，这个好像看起来很好，你就注意跳下去。
So Satan will put you into a situation where you think something is good, and then you just jump into this bad situation.
所以这是试探的外在的力量。
And so that's an external pressure in terms of temptation.
啊，另外一个内在的就是我们自己的私欲。
But the internal pressure is our own desires.
因为你本身有一些罪恶的念头啊，罪恶的想法、看法、做法。
Because intrinsically we all have fleshly desires which will lead us to sin.
啊，所以一遇到试探的时候啊，你就随着试探啊，就掉到那个陷阱里面去了。
And so that's why when you encounter temptation, you will always fall into the trap.
所以主耶稣说啊，这个世界的王要来。
And that's why Jesus said the king of this world is to come.
但是他在我里面呢、啊，一无所有。
But he has nothing in me.
因为主耶稣很圣洁完全。
Because Jesus is complete and perfect.
他一点那个邪恶的念头啊，一点错误的观念都没有，非常的完全。
He is so perfect that he does not have any inkling of sin or false concepts.
所以魔鬼在什么试探他？
And so no matter how much Satan will try to tempt him,
他都能够得胜。
He will always be victorious.
所以圣经才讲说啊，他跟我们一样啊，他也成为人，也受过试探。
And that's why the Bible says Jesus came into this world as man to be tempted like us.
但是他没有犯罪。
But the difference is he never sinned.
所以他才能够把我们从罪当中把我们救赎出来。
And it is because he never sinned that he was able to save us from sin.
啊，所以一个人受试探啊，就是两方面，外在的因素。还有内在的输意。
So when a person is tempted, he has external and internal pressure.
二十五节说啊，私欲怀胎生出罪来。
In verse 15, it states that when sin gives birth and is full grown, will bring death.
啊，罪长成了就生出死来。
When desire is conceived, it brings birth to sin and then death.
所以这个犯罪有一个过程啊。
So when in terms of sinning, there is a process.
第一个就是有私欲在里面。
First is there is a desire.
啊，你所以没有把它除掉。
And if you do not remove this desire.
所以这些罪恶的念头啊，在里面，在你的心里慢慢的成胎成型。
Then later this desire will begin to grow.
啊，然后有一些试探你又来了，你就付出动作，啊，就去犯罪了。
And so because you have this desire, once you encounter temptation, you will have an action and you will sin.
犯了罪以后啊，死亡就跟着临到了。
And once you sin, then death will come upon you.
所以说有一些罪恶的念头啊，在你里面的时候啊，我们要靠主耶稣帮助啊，把这些罪恶的念头就要把它消除掉。
And so once you begin to notice you have these desires to sin in you, you must rely on God to help you remove it.
有些啊，罪恶的念头是从眼睛进来。
And some of these desires come in through your eyes.
有的是从耳朵进来。
Some through the ears.
但是当它进来的时候啊，你就要设法把它制服掉，把它致死。
But the point is that no matter whatever they enter in, you must kill it at that moment.
所以主耶稣说啊，如果你眼睛让你犯罪啊，把眼睛挖掉。
That's why Jesus said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out.
把你的手让你犯罪，就把手砍掉。
And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off.
啊，你能够切掉身体的一个器官呐，啊，你能够进天国。
Because it is better for you to lose a member of your body and enter heaven.
啊，总比你说啊，全身都完好的，结果到地狱里面受刑罚。
Than to be in one piece and go to hell.
啊，这个不是叫我们真的把眼睛挖掉，把手砍掉。
But this doesn't tell us to actually cut off our hand and pluck out our eyes.
哦，我们有见证过说啊，台湾的山地有一个亲人真的把我自己眼睛挖掉。
Because there's actually a testimony from a brother in Taiwan who actually plucked out his eye.
有一次他觉得说啊，我怎么老是看喜欢。看那个不好的东西，他很自责。
He thought to himself, "Why is it that I always like to see bad things?"
啊，拿一个竹筒。
And so he got a long stick.
他就放在眼睛里，砰一下子，眼珠就跳出来。
And he put it to his eye and hit it, and his eye popped out.
啊，看到都是血呀。
And then he saw all of this blood.
然后又把它装进去。
And then he put his eye back.
啊，就祷告求主耶稣怜悯，还好主耶稣怜悯哦。
And then he prayed to God and asked for mercy, and God
had mercy
on him. 因为
那个是出于无知嘛，无知。
Because he did this out of his ignorance.
所以不是我们叫我们真的把眼睛挖出来。
So it's not telling us to actually pluck out our eyes.
那如果要真的要挖眼睛啊，要砍手的话，那将来进天国的话，有的没有眼睛，有的没有手，没有脚。
Because if you actually plucked out your eyes or cut off your arm when you go into heaven, you'll see a lot of armless people.
这教书叫我们啊，要用最大的力量去对付罪恶。
But what this is actually telling us is to use all of our might to defend against sin.
因为这个罪恶会让你到地狱里面啊，受到永远的刑罚。
Because the sin will lead you into hell where you will receive eternal judgment.
因为落在神的审判当中啊，罪恶的结果是何等的可怕。
Because whoever falls under the judgment of God will enter into the most terrible thing.
所以绝对不要进到试探里面啊。让自己去犯罪。
So never enter into, allow the desire to lead you to sin.
这个撒旦呢，引诱人的方法，一般大概有三个。
And in terms of how Satan will tempt people, there are at least three things.
后来在试探主耶稣的时候，也是用同样的方法。
And when Jesus, when Satan tempted Jesus, he uses the same three methods.
啊，先叫夏娃看哦，这个可以吃哦，这个神是怕你啊，出来以后太聪明。
Satan first allowed Eve to see the fruit and said, God is afraid that if you eat it, you'll be smart.
所以神明明说不可吃的，但是撒旦说，啊，吃了，啊，没有关系的，不会死的。
And so even though God commanded Eve that you shall surely not eat it, Satan said, it's okay if you eat it.
啊，然后挑起他的情欲，让他越看越好吃。
And so Satan began to tempt her and allow her to look at this fruit more and more and see that it was good.
啊，然后让他说，你出来以后你会像神一样的聪明。
And then Satan said, well, if you eat it, you'll be wise like God.
所以让他从内心里面产生一种骄傲的心理。
And so internally she began to develop pride.
后来他就伸手就吃了。
And then she stuck out her hand and ate it.
出来以后又拿给亚当吃，亚当也照吃了。
And after she ate of it, she grabbed one and gave it to Adam and he ate.
所以人就犯罪了。
And that's how man sinned.
而圣经里面一直在讲，罪是因为一个人进到世界。
The Bible continually states that sin entered into this world through one man.
虽然我们不是两个人犯罪吗？夏娃先犯罪，再来是亚当。
But didn't two people sin, Adam and then Eve and then Adam?
但是神都说啊，罪是因为一个人进到世界。
But Jesus says, or God says that sin entered because of one man.
啊，并且被诅咒最严重的还是亚当。
And so the person who will receive the harshest judgment still is Adam.
啊，因为亚当啊，他要负责任。
Because Adam must take this responsibility.
神本来是跟他讲的，你不可以吃。
Because God told him first, you shall not eat of it.
啊，他当丈夫的，他是一家之主，他要负责成败之责啊。
And so as the husband, he is head of the household and is responsible.
因为夫妻两个是一体的，啊，你丈夫做头啊，你就要负最大的责任。
Because husband and wife, they are one body, and the husband is the head, so he must take responsibility.
所以圣经都讲说，罪是因为亚当一个人犯罪，所以进到世界。
And that's why the Bible says, because of Adam, sin entered into the world.
啊，罪的结果就是死亡，所以临到了众人。
And the result of sin is death, and that's why everyone must die.
所以撒旦迷惑人的方法就是三个。
And so Satan will deceive people in three ways.
肉体的情欲,
your lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲,
lust of the eyes,
还有今生的骄傲,
and pride of life.
啊，这也是他试探主耶稣的三个方法。
And these are the same three methods he used to try to deceive Jesus.
亚当夏娃失败了，但是主耶稣得胜了。
Adam and Eve failed, but Jesus was victorious.
啊，人所以会犯罪啊，我们来分析他的原因。
And so let's examine the reason why man would actually sin.
第一个就是没有坚守神的话语。
One is that they did not hold completely the words of God.
神本来讲说啊，你不可吃，吃了日子必定死。
God originally says you shall not eat because the day you eat you shall surely die.
那神的话很肯定啊。
So God's words are very absolute.
保罗说啊，神的话没有似而又非的啦。
Paul says that no words that God says will go unfinished.
没有讲说啊，这样也可以，那样也可以。
He does not say, oh, you can do this or that.
啊，告诉我们说，我们讲话也是一样，是就是，不是就不是。
And he tells us that in our speech, we should be the same way. Yes, let your yes be yes, and your no be no.
因为你如果对神的话也不坚持啊，你就很容易落入试探里面。
And the same is true for God's words. If you do not hold it completely, then you will fall into temptation easily.
所以对夏娃讲说啊，难道神告诉你们果树都不可以吃吗？
And so later we see Satan, the serpent coming up to Eve and says, did God surely say you cannot eat of everything?
神怎么有这样讲？
But did God say this?
但是你看魔鬼的工作就是这样。
But you can see this is how Satan works.
故意啊去否定神的话。
He will purposely say things to counter what God said.
啊去改变神的话。
And then to change it.
啊让人对神的话产生模糊。
And then allowing people to begin to doubt what God said.
其实神的道理都是很清楚的，很绝对的。
But we see that God's teachings is very clear.
当然，撒旦的工作就变把神的话改变，变成模棱两可。
But the work of Satan is to twist it so that you cannot differentiate between what God said and what Satan is saying.
那个夏娃因为对神的话不坚持。
And so because Eve was not completely certain about what God said,
没有啦，神没有说全部不可以吃啊。
So then Eve replied, no, God didn't say we couldn't eat of, we could not eat of everything.
神只是说啊，那个园中的善恶果啊，你不可以去吃，免得你们死。
So Eve said, God just told us not to eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, lest we die.
啊，并且说，他又加了一句说不可摸。
And she also added the word touch it.
神没有说不可摸吗？
God never said do not touch it.
神只是说你吃的日子必定死而已。
God only said the day you eat it, you shall surely die.
他把它改变了，说啊不一定死，免得你们死，还又说啊不可去摸。
And so we see that Eve changed the word from surely die to lest you die, and she added the word touch it.
所以因为夏娃对神的话没有坚持啊，所以就撒旦就再一步。
And so because Eve was not very certain about the words of God, then Satan was able to take things one step further. Because if we are very certain about what God's words are,
神的话这样就是这样,
and we know that this is what God says,
没,魔鬼没有缝隙可以进,钻进来,
then there's no loophole for Satan to enter.
但是你如果走法律漏洞啊,就想要说啊,啊,稍微改变一下。你就给魔鬼留地步了，他有机会就进来了。
But if you like to be a legalist and try to find loopholes, then Satan will enter.
所以后来，蛇就再进一步啊攻击。
And that's why we see the serpent takes one step to oppose the woman and says, "You will not die."
啊，你出来以后啊，你眼睛还会明亮啊，还会像神一样的聪明。
But instead, if you eat it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God.
你还能够知道善恶。
You will know the difference between good and evil.
哇，还有挑起他的情欲啊，所以他就再来吃了。
And so Satan is able to get Eve to want to eat the fruit.
所以人类犯罪啊，就是因为跟魔鬼妥协，跟蛇啊，跟恶者亲近，跟他妥协。
And so we see the reason why man sinned is because there was this collaboration between Satan and man.
啊，不坚守神的话语。
And the man did not hold firm the words of God.
啊，缺乏对神顺服的心。
And they lacked the obedient heart to serve.
一个人如果对神有顺服啊。
Because if a person is obedient to God.
神讲什么你就做什么，就是这样。
And you do whatever God tells you to do.
啊，不会想说啊，我用什么方法啊来逃避神的惩罚。
Then you will never think of different ways to avoid God's punishment.
因为人会失败就是不顺服啊。
And the reason why ultimately man failed is because they were not submissive.
其实圣经里面的教导对我们一个基督徒来讲啊。最重要的还是顺服的功课。
And you can think that as a Christian, the most important teaching in the Bible is to be submissive.
你若很乖的，神怎么讲，他讲什么你就做什么。
Because if you're obedient and just do what God tells you to do,
你的得救绝对没有问题。
Then you will have no problems with salvation.
但是你如果说，神讲这样，但是你又想很多的花样。
But if you're the type of person who says, well, God says this, but I want to do things my own way.
对神的话没有顺服的心啊，这样很容易会陷入那个试探里面。
And you do not have the heart to be obedient to God, then you will fail easily.
所以圣经有很多的神的教训，啊，有时候教会也有一些规定。
And so the Bible has a lot of teachings, and in church we often have a lot of regulations.
啊，你如果这些规定啊，你就乖乖的照着去做，没有事了。
But if you just follow these rules and regulations and do it, then you will have no problems.
那你如果啊不按照这个规定来，你都自己很聪明，而想其他的方法来代替，这种人很容易失败。
But if you do not abide by the rules and regulations and think you're smart and try to come up with other ways to do it, then you will fail.
因为基本上他没有顺服的心。
Because in the end, you just don't have the heart to be submissive.
啊，就给魔鬼留地步了。你有机会的话，就掉到那个陷阱里面。
And that will leave opportunity for Satan, and he will fall into his trap.
所以成败之间呢，就是你对神、对教会、对真理是不是真的顺服。
So ultimately, success and failure hinges on whether you're submissive to God and the teachings.
啊，这是我们青年人要学习的。
And this is something we as youth need to learn.
虽然有时候我们对教会的一些规定啊，我们有时候觉得说好像不是很理想，不是很合理。
I know that sometimes, to the youth, it seems like some of the rules we set forth are not very ideal or very, do not make much sense to us.
这个可以分两方面呢。
But you can divide this into two aspects.
如果对真理方面的，你没有办法去挑战真理的。
You cannot go against the teachings of the truth.
真理啊，对就是对。
Because the truth is absolute.
所以我们只有扶助真理，不能够抵挡真理。
And so for the truth, we can only support the truth and not go oppose the truth.
啊，另外一方面呢，就是一般的行政上的一些规定。
But the other aspects of things is just the regulations for our daily life.
啊，这个我们就有讨论的空间呢。
And there is room for discussion in terms of these things.
啊，当然，彼得说啊，我们为着基督的缘故，要顺服人所定的制度。
And we see that the Apostle Peter says, for the sake of Christ, we should submit to the laws.
啊，但是我们如果发现说有些规定不是很合理，我们可以建议，可以讨论去修正。
But if we find that some of these laws are not that agreeable, then we can talk about it and make changes.
啊，让这个规定啊能够比较合理。
And to make it more agreeable and to make it more
practical. 啊，既然经过大家开会讨论，啊，做决定的，大家就要顺。
And so after the discussion and once a decision is made, everyone must be obedient to these decisions.
所以在教会里面有很多的事情啊，就是大家开会来商讨。
That's why in church we have meetings to discuss things.
啊，大家决定了以后，啊，我们就遵照这个教会的会议的决定。
And once the decision is made, we as a church need to respect the decision.
啊，所以你在开会当中啊，有意见就要讲。
And so during the discussion, if you have an opinion, you need to voice.
啊，不要说开会的时候不讲。
Don't be a person who will not say anything during the discussion.
啊，人家做决定了以后，你在外面啊讲了一大堆。
And then after the decision is made, outside of things, you will go out and say a lot of things
about
other people.
啊，这个都不是正确的做法。
Because this is not the proper way to do things.
哦，所以对真理方面哈，我们一定要坚持。圣经怎么讲，我们就怎么做。
And so for the truth, we must do whatever it says.
那行政的问题啊，我们就有讨论的空间了。
And for the other types of things, there's room for discussion.
但是众人以为美的事，我们就要留心去做。这是我讲的，都是圣经里面的话哈。罗马书十二章里面讲
，Romans chapter 12 says，
说众人以为美的事，大家认为说这是正确的，要就是开会做决定的事情。
It talks about the things that everyone will have in their meetings, the discussions.
啊，我们就要留心去做。
And whenever the discussion is being made, we must participate wholly.
也就是说，会议的决定我们要遵从。
And that is also to say, once the decision is made, we must
respect it. 但是为什么要留心呢？
But why do you need to leave heart?
就是说，我们也要看一看，是不是合道理。
That means,
我们要照顾圣经的教训。
That means we need to take a look around and see whether these other suggestions are in accordance with the teachings of the Bible.
不能够超越圣经。
What the decisions made cannot go beyond the teachings of the Bible.
啊，这是非常重要的顺服。
And so this is important submission.
我们知道扫罗跟大卫都犯罪，犯过罪。
We know that King Saul and King David both sinned.
扫罗犯罪啊，在我们来看好像比较轻，在人来看，用人的角度。
If you look at the sin Saul committed from a human perspective, it seemed like his sin isn't too severe.
啊，他第一次就是因为仇敌很多啊，扫罗没有来啊，所以他自己就献祭了。
His first sin, all he did was offer a sacrifice because there were many enemies around, and Samuel had not yet come yet.
啊，第二次是去打亚玛力人。
And the second time he sinned was when they went to fight the Amalekites.
神的愤怒是把所有的人、所有牲畜杀掉。
God's commandment was to completely wipe out everyone of the Amalekites.
扫罗想，百姓可以杀了，王把他留下来。
But King Saul thought to himself, well, we will kill everyone but spare the king.
瘦一点的牲畜把他杀掉。
And so they killed everything.
啊，瘦一点的，瘦肉的。
Oh, the skinny ones they will kill.
啊，那个比较肥、比较壮的，拿回来献祭。
But the skinny livestock they will kill, but the meaty ones they will take back and offer as sacrifice.
所以你看扫罗的想法跟神的命令就有一个差距啊。
And so you can see the concept in Saul's mind was different from what God was saying.
但他自己没有感觉到。
But Saul didn't feel anything about this.
所以当撒母耳先出来的时候。
And so when the prophet Samuel came.
扫罗就说啊，神所命令的我都遵守了。
King Saul proclaimed, everything God has commanded I have done.
撒母耳说：“我怎么还有听到牛在叫、羊在叫的声音呢？”
But then Prophet Samuel said, "Why did I hear the sound of cattle?"
啊，他说：“啊，那时候百姓说啊，比较肥的啊，留下来献祭给神。”
And then Saul replied, "Well, the people said we should take back the meaty ones so we can offer as a sacrifice."
啊，神就对他讲，撒母耳先就对他讲。
And Samuel replied,
说：“因为你没有听神的命令，所以。”你厌弃神的命令，所以神就厌弃你做王。
And so because you have disregarded God's commandment, God will no longer regard you as king.
所以你的王位不长久了。
Therefore, your kingdom will not last.
神已经找到一个合他心意的人了。
And God has already found a person who is after his own heart.
在我们来看呢，好像犯了一个小错。
And so from our perspective, it seems like Saul committed only a small sin.
啊，只是留下王啊，还有一些肥的牲畜而已。
He only left the king and a few cattle.
他没想到神说啊，你厌弃神的命令，神厌弃你做王。
But Saul never thought that because he disobeyed the commandments of God, that God would destroy the kingdom.
就是说啊，听命胜过献祭，顺从胜过供养的旨意。
And God even says that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
所以你在拜神啊，你没有听神的命令啊，拜神是枉然的。
And so if you worship God, if you do not go by the commandments of God, worshiping is for no use.
所以顺服神啊，顺服神的命令非常重要，非常重要。
That's why being submissive to the words of God is very important.
啊，所以扫罗就是这样就被弃绝了。
And this is how King Saul was because he was not submissive.
这是给我们一个非常大的一种警惕。
And this is a very great teaching and reminder for
all of us. 犯罪了以后啊，说罪的结果啊会追赶着他。
And so after he sinned, the punishment for the sin would always follow him.
所以本来可以在伊甸园里面快乐跟神交通啊。
And so we see that Adam and Eve originally were able to just live delightfully in the Garden of Eden.
神在伊甸园里面啊，在那里呼叫。
And then later, God was in the garden calling them.
结果亚当夏娃就躲起来了。
And then Adam and Eve hid themselves.